ones.
Sean and Antonio struggled to undress each other in their pugilism. The tuna had his abdomen loaded into a wheelbarrow so he could push close to the warring receivers. Stop that fighting right now, bellowed the tuna from underneath his gelatinous rolls of fat.
Come on.
Antonio retorted, but tuna, you are the old man, and I am a young and cocky receiver. Mm-hmm. I desire these representatives in camp that is many.
In other words, he wanted a lot of reps.
This angered the bulbous tuna.
Uh-oh.
He said, Greg Bryant, surely you're not challenging me, for you know I have the power to destroy you and lay waste to your family.
Whoa, really?
The tuna then pointed down to this fupa lying there quivering in the barrel of the wheelbarrow. Antonio was unfazed by the threat of Parcells using his fupa powers, and he proceeded to throw his jersey in the face head of the giant sea creature.
Oh no, sea creature.
Parcells told him to stop it, and that he was being a jerk, except he used the word that rhymes with bunt.
Whoa, oh,
gosh.
Okay, thanks for that insight.
Antonio did not stop throwing the clothing, however. First it was the jersey, then the pants, then the underwear, and then the shirts and vests and chapeaus and bandanas and camouflage.
Camouflage? Why was he so heavily clothed?
The tuna belly fat in the wheelbarrow began to glow bright red as this armoire full of clothes hit the tuna in the face repeatedly.
Oh, gosh.
Other players gathered round in a circle as the fupa began to glow as red as E.T.'s heart with anger. Then... This is so horrible, I can barely speak of it.
This is a deep throat informant telling us what happened between Bryant and Parcells. Can you continue?
Then, as all the players were gathered round in a circle in stunned silence, they looked down into the wheelbarrow, and the glowing fupa split open, and a fire consumed Antonio Bryant and melted his face.
Wow, oh my gosh.
It was as if the wrath of God was unleashed.
Shocking.
The lesson is to never mess with the tuna.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Tuna.
You've been listening to the Ticket Top 10.